blueberry pancakes made by Mrs. McGregor, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny hopped on their bicycles and rode to the farm. They stopped to rest by the sign at the farm's entrance. Henry jumped off his bike. "I think this sign is even more crooked than ever," he said. "I'm sure I can fix it. I'll ask Mr. Beckett for some tools."
"Look at that,"
Violet exclaimed. She pointed at a smashed pumpkin underneath the sign.
"That wasn't there yesterday."
Just then, a speeding blue car turned sharply into the lane.
"Watch out!"
Jesse cried. She pulled Benny out of the way just in time. The car did not stop. The man behind the wheel blew his horn at the Aldens and raced toward the farmhouse. It looked like Jason. A cloud of dust followed him.
"That was dangerous," Henry cried.
"Maybe he didn't see us,"
Violet said.
"But he was driving much too fast."
The Aldens jumped back on their bikes and pedaled toward the farm. They were surprised when they reached the farm stand. Many pumpkins lay smashed on the ground. The beautiful flower pots had all been knocked off the display stand. Mr. and Mrs. Beckett, Sally, Jason, and Bessie all stood by the booth talking. The blue car was parked in the gravel lot.
"There they are," Bessie shouted. "Those are the kids I was telling you about. They were fooling around with the pumpkins yesterday."
"Oh, Bessie, stop," said Mr. Beckett. "This is Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny Alden. I'm sure they didn't do this. They are our friends."
Bessie pointed a finger at Violet.
"Well, that one there was snooping around in the booth yesterday. That's not very friendly."
Violet's face turned bright red.
"I was not snooping in the booth. I was only paying for the pumpkins we bought."
"Bessie," Mr. Beckett said, "please go in the booth and check that everything is in order."
"That's a good idea."
Bessie paused to stare at Violet.
"And if anything is missing in there, I'll know who to blame."
Bessie pulled a large key ring from her pocket. She unlocked the door and disappeared into the booth. Violet was so stunned, she did not know what to say. She crossed her arms tightly and stared at the booth. Mrs. Beckett put her arm around Violet.
"Don't worry about Bessie, Violet," she said. "She is just upset by the mess she found this morning. We know you did nothing wrong."
Violet was angry at first, but she noticed that Bessie had seemed quite upset. Her eyes were red and puffy, and her short hair looked messy and uncombed.
"What did happen here?" Henry asked. "We're not sure."